Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 17. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, "I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be perfect." New King James says, "blameless." "And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly." Then Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your descendants after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you." Verse 8. "Also, I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God." And God said to Abraham, "As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, throughout their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you, and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised, every male child in your generations. He who is born in your house or bought with money from any foreigner who is not your descendant, he who is born in your house and he who is bought with your money must be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised male child who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant." Then God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her and also give her a son, or give a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be from her." Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" And Abraham said to God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before you." Then God said, "No, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. He shall beget 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at the set time next year." I was being disturbed as I was reading the passage. I was discovering what probably you have, but I just discovered something. You see, when we opened at the opening of the passage, it said, when Abraham was 99 years. Then in verse 5, it says, "No longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of nations." Then he continued to talk. Then in verse 9, he had to call his name, and he called him Abraham. So from the moment he said, your name is changed, God never called him Abraham again. So I read further and said, as for Sarai, your wife, verse 15, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah. And if you go down, the next time you call her name, then God said in verse 19, no, Sarah. So in other words, the moment it leaves the lips of God, it is done. I just saw that. In other words, a lot of things that we are praying for has already been accomplished. As far as God is concerned, they are done. But we may not see things that way, and we may still be begging and crying. If I was just thinking that when he was talking to Abraham, he was saying, I will, I will, I will. And I was just coming to say, with us, it is different because we're in the New Testament. You see, the Old Testament look forward to the cross. We look back at the cross. And that's why when you see God promising them in the Old Testament, usually I will, I will, I will. And then, of course, you get it done. But for us, it's always, I have done it. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You were healed by his stripes. It's in the past tense. Have you had to think about that before? I was thinking about that when suddenly he said, okay, fine, you're thinking about it. Let me show you this. The moment I said to him, your name won't be Abraham anymore, it's Abraham, God never called him Abraham again. And when he said, I'm going to change your name from Abraham to Abraham, you know what the reason he gave? He said, because I have already made you. So you may still be struggling with it. It is settled, and I know. And I ordain reality. I control reality. I process reality. So when I say your name is changed because it is done, it will be wrong for me to come and to agree with you like it's not done again. Hallelujah. And you see God, every time God will come, based on what he has said before, he will start to talk. He will relate to you based on what he has said. And of course, in the understanding, with the understanding we have now, not only said, done. You say, what are we talking about today? What we started talking about last week is what we are still talking about. You say, what is it? What's the topic? Let go and let God. Praise the Lord. Do you know that a lot of times it's not your tears that matter to God? It's not even your anger that matters to God. It is how much of God you believe that matters. Because without faith, it is impossible to please him. There's just something that pleases God. Trusting him to do what he says he will do. And being who he says he is. Glory be to God in the highest. All right. So, when Abraham was 99 years of age, the Lord appeared unto him. So I asked myself the question, God could have appeared at 95. Yeah. He could have appeared at 97. He could have appeared at 98, 98 and a half. But he waited until 99. When it will easily register in the heart of men that it's not possible anymore. And smart men and women of our time know how to play with such, you know. You say, what do you mean? I want to say something for 10,000 naira. I say it's 9,999. Come on. So I get you there to buy. You are paying 10,000. So 99. Okay. When Abraham thought, forget it. There's a song in Yoruba, honey.
eniyan lo ti pari
se mo baba ti se o nitori na. So I don't know what is constituting an abandoned project in your life. I don't know what about your life seems like it can never be done again. Please hear me in the name of Jesus. It's a new beginning. But it is. But that's the kind of God we serve. Perhaps that's the only reason God directed you here today. So you will hear for yourself. After the Bible says, even in your old age, you will still bear fruit. All right. This God could have made it possible that at 74, this man would give birth. He didn't. He came to him at 75 and waited until 99. And when he was 99, and Jesus gave us a parable, the parable of the 11th hour, remember? And people who came out in the morning and they were employed, and some other people, and then some that came at the 11th hour, and that employer was still walking through and said, "You guys go join them." And barely an hour later, he was paying everybody, and he paid everybody the same thing, and some were angry. And you know what that tells me? Don't you ever give up on God. It does not matter your feelings. Don't you ever, ever give up. Where he says, "I will wait until my change comes." Job. He said, "All the days of my life, all the days of my life, all the days of my life, for everything that he has said to me, for every way I've come to know him, I will wait until my change comes." Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. So tell your neighbor, say, I can see God is dealing with something here today. Tell them, say, I can see God is dealing with something here today. And this is it. Tell them, and this is it. Don't you ever, ever, ever give up on God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so he approached him. And then the Bible tells us that when he approached him, he said something. What did he say? "I am the Almighty. Walk before me and be perfect." Many years ago, like I told you last Sunday, I heard it clearly. And I knew it was from the Bible. I was praying and I heard it. And I went to check in the Bible. I never knew that God would take me on the journey I'm on today. It wasn't in my wildest dream to be a pastor. I had my plans, and my plans were good. But God's plans are always better. So I started doing everything to be perfect because I didn't understand it much. But later I understood when I started meditating on this, some few years back, that see, God did not ask you to get perfect in your own power. He chose Abraham. When I was asking him for service, he chose Abraham. Abraham didn't choose himself. Come on. Everybody in Abraham's generation was an idol worshiper. Abraham's father had idols. So Abraham worshipped the God of his father. Then God went and chose. Not because Abraham was better. Because I believe strongly in the name of Jesus that this is a new beginning for you. As it is for me. Praise the Lord. I say, praise Jesus. So he said, "I'm the Almighty. Say, walk before me and be thou perfect." So let me deal with the word perfect first. I looked at it closely and I tried all my best. But going and looking at it closely and studying what it means, I realized that that word perfect can actually be translated as blameless, complete, mature, yes, fulfilled, sufficient. There is no one place there that says sinless. Pastor, isn't that we should sin? Go and look at the definition of matured person in the Bible. Go and look at the place, the definition of a fulfilled person, a covenantly fulfilled person. You see, it's not because we make little of sin, but you see, we don't give sin your necessary attention that it's looking for. When we have our Jesus and our mandate to pursue. What I'm saying here particularly is this. If you live your life with the notion of sin consciousness, you will be minding sin the rest of your life. And that's why we are never told to live, that is, live watching sin. No. He says avoid it. How do you avoid it? Like we saw last Sunday. He said looking unto Jesus. And that, again, that applies to everything in life. You are looking for healing. If you live for healing, and you sleep for healing, you wake up for healing, everything you do is with healing intention, you know that the journey will be far and long. But how is it going to be short? When I know the healer, what if I embrace the healer? Won't I get healed? It's easy. Hello? Let me give you another example. I must be rich. And I pursue money. You see what I'm talking about? You know something about Fountain? People love God in Fountain. Not because it's Fountain, but because I'm privileged to be pastoring Fountain. You say, yes. Is it because it's you? No. It's the way I trust my God. I've come to believe and I've come to trust Him. That's not to say that people are here that don't have needs. They are. But hear me this. Hear me out, rather. The Bible says, if you love money so much and you spend all your life pursuing money, say you will never be satisfied. But what if you find time for God in your pursuits where you don't expect it? I'm not joking. Where you don't expect it. You know why? Because I would rather latch onto God, the creator of everything, the one who declared, if I were hungry, will I ask you? The one who declared, the gold is mine, the silver is mine. The one who declared, the cattle on 1,000 hills, they are mine. Who will compare with God when it comes to wealth? What if that God is mine? Or what if that God is my father? And by inheritance, I harvest. Oh, I feel good in my spirit, man. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Okay. So, it says, walk before me and be perfect. By the time I concluded that, the word perfection was spelled out for me very well. Walk before me and become everything I've created you to be. Walk before me and have everything I've ordained you to have in life. That's what it means. Walk before me and be blameless, spotless. No out of inadequacy about you. Walk before me. So the question now becomes, what does it mean to walk before him? Please hear me out, because this is reality. We are not just talking abstract here. If he affects you from immediately, from now. Glory be to God in the highest. You say, how do you say for him? Because that's how God does. He says, your name shall no more be Abraham. It is Abraham. You know what? Because I have made you. So when he turns back, he says, Abraham, you are made. You may not see the physical here, but you are made. And so when you call your when you call yourself, say, you say, my husband, Abraham. Say, that's his name. That's what he hears. That's what you call him. My wife say, Ra! That's her name. That's what I call her. That's what she hears. That's what God says. No devil can stop it. From the moment he says your name is changed, it is changed. So what does it mean to walk before? So that this perfection can manifest. The same phrase, walk before me, is the same phrase in the same Old Testament in the presence of. The same phrase in the presence of. As a matter of fact, I was reading a Bible yesterday, not virtual, real, I have the book at home. And I was reading. Then I stopped. I said, no. Where is it? What before me? I read past it. Because that version says, live in my presence. I said, okay. So what is walk? What does walk mean in Bible parlance? Lifestyle. What does conversation mean in Bible parlance? Let your conversation be. It's your lifestyle. Come on, is somebody hearing me? So when it says walk before me, it's saying to me, live in my presence. Because the walk before me, another version says, walk in my face. One says, walk looking at my face. See, in other words, walk conscious, live your life conscious of my presence. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. And that was what God has said is true. So we are yet to see it. It's because of our understanding. But God will make sure that you come to a place of understanding. Whether in a forum like this or in a conversation somewhere. God will create something that will activate your understanding and you begin to search. So now, he appeared before Abraham. Come on, church. Hallelujah. So he appeared before Abraham at age 99. He was old. He was destitute of children. He could not sleep with his wife anymore. I mean, he was dead. He was whittling at age 99. And said, but you see, I told you you're going to be a father of nations. And what did he say to him? He said, you know what, Abraham? I am the Almighty. You walk before me and see things happen like I have said them to be. Walk before me before you translate it to mean my self effort, my walk by myself. It is God that walketh in you to me. I was looking at might in the New Testament. He said, look, might means all the power abilities of God, including to will. So when we pray that God will give you, will strengthen you with might in the inner man. Hallelujah. So, if anybody has closed shop, come into church today. Please go, come on. Go and change it from closed to open. God has not given up on you yet. God hasn't finished with you yet. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve. Live in my presence. And you find yourself walking in the perfection of all we have said. Now, because of time, let me jump to the beginning. You open by saying, I am God Almighty. You know, something happened. I think it was when he was talking to Zechariah, or when he was talking to Mary, Angel Gabriel. You know how he told him, he said, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God. So please, listen, my CV is the fact that I stand in his presence. Then he gave his message and he came to ha ha ha. But now he wasn't an angel. He was God himself. In whatever form he appeared to him, he says, I am God. I mean, I'm the Almighty God. So let's analyze Almighty. Because after that song, he now said, you know what? Live in my presence. So let's go to sleep and get things done. Because when he was not saying that Ishmael, that you bless Ishmael, he said, come on, he'll be blessed. He said, but see, it is Sarah. I will make her this, I'll make her this, I'll make her this. As a matter of fact, next year. The process has started now, next year. I'll feel the fire. Can you see the God we serve? So I don't care how terrible or how bad things have turned. It does not matter how delayed or how destroyed. This time, in the name of Jesus, I say, depend on the gestation of what God is doing in your life. I say, this time next year, this time next month, this time next week, this time next, in the name of Jesus. Because God, let God be true and every man a liar. So what's Almighty? I am God, the Almighty. Because of time, let me just read quickly from here. Praise the Lord. It says, it's a masculine noun because Almighty is translated here from Hebrew. El Shaddai. God Almighty. El Shaddai. El, the singular, and the plural, Elohim. That's the plural word for God. It's one God, but the plural, like, and God said, let us make God, that God there, Elohim. Glory be to God in the highest. And so, and then Shaddai. That's Almighty, Shaddai. And it says, Shaddai Almighty, the word occurs only 48 times in the Hebrew Bible. Please follow me closely. In Hebrew Bible. And 31 times, of these 48 times, 31 in the book of Job. You know why? That was where fruitfulness was most attacked. That was where there was the most trouble in any person's life in the Old Testament. And that was where promises of God seemed to be threatened. Is somebody hearing me? All right. I'm reading directly now, so this is not me. This is what Strong's has. So this is a name for the Lord. The Old Testament people of faith referring to him as El Shaddai, God Almighty. The term is found in the passages that report, because you are taking something good home today in the name of Jesus. That trouble that has plagued your family since all generation, you are the breaker. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. You are special in your generation. You see, every one child of Jacob was special, but Jacob stood out. You will stand out. I say in the name of Jesus, you are standing out. But that doesn't happen except by what you know. The term is found in the passage that reports God's promises of fertility. Land. Promises of land. Promises of abundance to his people. Indicating that he, the Almighty, could fulfill his promises. So, the Lord appeared to Abraham. He appeared to Abraham. That's in Genesis 17. You discover, you can write this down. You discover that in Genesis 28, Abraham had passed something on to Isaac. Isaac now called Jacob when the trouble was going on at home, and Jacob had cunningly played his brother and he would kill him. Isaac called Jacob and sent him away. And guess how he prayed? After talking, said, may the Almighty God. And then he repeated every term of the promise that God gave to Abraham, that Abraham gave to him. He passed it on to Jacob and said, the Almighty God will go with you. In 35:11, now God himself appeared to Jacob. Guess what he said? I am the Almighty. Then in 48:3, it was now Jacob that was old and about to die. And he was in Egypt. And he sent for Jacob. Oh, I feel the fire. Wow. I felt the glow. Hallelujah. That's what happens when you are meditating on the word. I still feel it now in the word. You know what Jesus said? He said, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit. And that's true. Why wouldn't they be spirit? They are spirit and they are life. That's why when we speak his word, we get this effect of spirits and life. One thing I didn't mention to you, I'm coming back to conclude this. He says, walk before me, that is, live in my presence. How did Jesus do it? There was no second of his life here that he didn't live in his presence. He lived virtually in the presence of his father. And he got the tremendous results that he got. Pastor, give us the scripture. John chapter 5, verse 19. John chapter 5, verse 30. He says, why marveling at what you are seeing? I'm constantly watching my father. I'm always in his presence. So whatever he does, automatically, I do. It manifests in my life. I don't just speak. You think I just speak? Every word I speak, there are words that he has spoken. Can you see that? He lived there. Don't forget, Jesus himself was God. But becoming a man, he emptied himself of every godhood, every bit of godhood. Because he was coming to demonstrate how man can live here with dominion, God's dominion, here on earth. And how did he do it? He lived in the presence of God. So if I will live in the presence of God all the days of my life, I will exercise dominion all through. What if you do the same? Now, let me continue. So they brought the sons of Joseph. Guess what he said? He said, you know what? I am taking these ones. They are mine, the two sons. And there again, he brought out the name. He said, no, in fact, the first thing he said to him when he came, he said, you know what? God appeared to me. The Almighty appeared to me. He was telling Joseph. He told Joseph. You know, I said, and that's why I want to evoke that power. I'm taking these sons. They are mine. Ephraim and Manasseh. So just like Reuben is, just like any of them are. This, and if you look at the 12, come on, tap your neighbor on the shoulder, hallelujah. If you look at the 12, you won't find Joseph. You find all the names of his siblings, and then you find Ephraim and Manasseh. And still in 49, verse 25, when he was blessing all the sons, when he came to Joseph, he said, may the Almighty bless you. And so you find this in every area of fertility, increase, and abundance. And I don't know why I'm preaching this now. God has created you for spiritual abundance, emotional stability, physical abundance. So in the name of Jesus, may the Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that can ever think or imagine, according to his glorious might that is strengthening you in the inner man, may you have it in Jesus' name. Yeah. I'll finish in 2 minutes. And I'll hand over the mic. You know, we read Psalm 91. You wonder why Moses could be that successful? What do you say to this? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide where? Shadow of what? Ha ha! Now you see where he got his breakthrough from. You see where he got his stability from. Not he who visits, he who dwells, he who resides there. You will always find comfort under the shadow of the Almighty God. What about David? Psalm 16. The Lord I have always kept before me. He's always at my right hand. I shall what? Psalm 51. Even when he fell, he said, cast me not away from your what? Presence, O Lord. And take not your Holy Spirit from me. Can you see? You can see how their lives stood out. So I'm defining your future for you by the word of God. It's a glorious one. Amen. I say in the name of Jesus, it's a glorious one. Amen. In the name of Jesus, it's a fulfilling one. Amen. I say in the name of Jesus, it's a complete one. Amen. Becoming everything that God has ordained you to be in the name of Jesus. And having everything that God has ordained you to have in the name of Jesus. That's what I'm saying, and that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Let me stop here. Now you can appreciate why Moses will say, if your presence does not go with me, I'm not living here. On the last note, I am. He didn't say I have. He didn't say I have all might. If he had all might, I would say give me some. He said I am. So what do I need? Grab him. And you see, I don't even need to fight to take him now. He has chosen to live inside of me. The Almighty God lives inside of me. You say, what do you mean? Can you, 2 Corinthians chapter 16, thereabout, where I said, you know, you're not believers? He said, don't you know that you belong to God the Almighty. That's New Testament. Revelation chapter 1 verse 8. It says, I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Seeth the Lord, the Almighty. So Pastor, what do you do with that? So you see, I'm not looking for power. I'm looking for him. How do I do that? Walk conscious of him. Walk in his presence. He will manifest in my life. Amen. You want to fully appreciate it? As you are in me and I are in you, so they are in us. Come on. John chapter 17. You can't be in his presence and he will not manifest through you. Even ordinarily, if you keep the company of fools, you become like a fool. Ordinarily. If you walk with a wise man, you come out like a wise man. What if you keep the company of God? So I conclude. He is my righteousness. Isn't that what the Bible says? I don't have righteousness. Jesus is my righteousness. Come on, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24 or verse 30. Come on. He is my wisdom. Isn't that what the Bible says? So I'm not receiving wisdom like he's giving me. No. Just take him in. You manifest his wisdom. It's my wisdom. It's my redemption. It's my sanctification. It's my righteousness. It's my light and my salvation. He's the strength of my life. He's my glory, the lifter of my head. He's everything to me. Walk in his presence. Shall we rise up as we appreciate him? Can you begin to see the door into his rest? Oh, you are too quiet for me now. Can you see now that you don't need to struggle where you've been struggling anymore? So the labor we need to labor is to enter into his rest. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I perceive in my spirit, man, that an outrageous miracle. That's how I heard it. A stupendous breakthrough. A radical miracle is happening already. In the name of Jesus. The one that when you hear and people hear, they will say, no controversy. This is God. You know why it's going to happen? Because God will prove his word. In the name of Jesus. It just has to happen to someone, and it's easy for all the rest of us to believe. That is how strong the testimonies are. And that's why he is making us witnesses. So when the unbeliever sees and says, take me to that Jesus. I know the person is here. Why don't you just begin to appreciate him? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Don't you ever write yourself off. Don't you ever cut your portion short. He is God. He is more than able to do what he says he will do. He's not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Glory be to God in the highest. Somebody will put God to test today. He likes it after all. He enjoys it. Somebody is saying, I'm going to release my faith. If this is true, then let God. And he will prove to you in the name of Jesus that he's God. Talk to him in the name of Jesus. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Quickly, talk to him. Hallelujah. 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 He is God. Hallelujah. Come on, talk to him. Talk to him. God is able to do. Mashallah, Baba. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's your father after all. He hears you. Glory be to God in the highest. There's no more crying. No more sulking. No more self-pitying. Hallelujah. When I can talk to my father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. And so if you are sick in your body, put your hand there. Or just put your hand on your head. Or if you know someone in your family that is going through stuff, and you are believing God based on his word and on the agreement of the brethren here, I rebuke every infirmity in the name of Jesus. I command your healing in Jesus' name. I command your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Because even by his stripes, you were healed. In Jesus' name. Now I command your breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. I command your deliverance. In the name of Jesus. I command your fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus. You will hold your peace. He will fight for you. In the name of Jesus. Every door shut against you, I command an opening. In the name of Jesus. I command your prosperity. In the spirit. Emotionally. Physically. Maritally. Financially. In the name of Jesus. It is well with your soul. In Jesus' name.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.